KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 12 degrees above zero in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says charges are pending the result of an investigation into a single vehicle accident that took place around 7 a.m. Thursday. The accident happened about 4 miles west of where a 1999 Mitsubishi Eclipse, driven by 36-year-old Thomas Christopher Lee Blank of Council Bluffs, blew a passenger side tire as the car was traveling east on 190th Street. The tire shredded, but Blank continued to drive the car, which went out of control about 150 yards east of E Avenue. The car went into the north ditch and rolled onto its roof. When law enforcement arrived, Blank and a passenger in the vehicle, 33-year-old Lacey Nicole Remen of Carter Lake, were under the trunk or rear deck lid of the vehicle, sheltered from the weather. Both were transported to the Shenandoah Hospital for treatment of unknown injuries. Remen was later transported by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. They were the only occupants of the vehicle at the time of the accident. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office investigated a single vehicle property damage accident late Thursday morning. Officials say a blue Chevy Impala owned and operated by Ashley Caldwell of Corning was traveling west on 8th Street from 7th Avenue when she was attempting to adjust her seatbelt. Caldwell's vehicle went off the road to the north and across the driveway, hitting a trash dumpster owned by Brown Sanitation of Villisca. The damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,500, while the dumpster sustained $150 damage. There were no citations issued. A Mills County man was being sought by authorities following an incident that took place Wednesday night in Page County. According to reports, an Iowa State Patrol trooper saw 38-year-old Harold Ruddock of Glenwood walking along County Road J20 east of Essex at around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday. After talking with the man, the trooper ran a check on his identity and learned Ruddock was wanted in Council Bluffs for failure to appear in court on a drug charge. Ruddock took off on foot when the trooper went to place him under arrest and ran into a wooded area. Despite a search by K-9 units and deputies from Cass, Page, and Montgomery County, authorities were unable to locate the man, and the search was called off at around 11 p.m. Wednesday. Ruddock is a white male with tattoos on his left arm, right forearm, chest, neck, and left wrist. Officials think he may have been picked up by a friend somewhere along the way. Anyone with information about Ruddock's location is asked to contact their local law enforcement agency. A man who allegedly crashed a pickup truck into a home in Council Bluffs and then fled on foot was located earlier this week and cited for failure to maintain control and for leaving the scene of a property damage accident. The Daily Nonpareil says police identify the driver as 32-year-old Brandon Carrera of Council Bluffs. Authorities say at around 2 a.m. on January 23rd, Carrera was driving northbound on Harrison Street in a 2004 Chevy Silverado pickup truck when he lost control and crashed into the porch of a home at 304 Harrison Street. The truck caught fire after the wreck, and police arrived on the scene to find it fully engulfed in flames. Some of the fire spread to the porch, but they did not damage the house. Council Bluffs Fire Department crews were able to quickly put out the fire. Damage to the porch was estimated at $15,000. No injuries were reported. Witnesses told police the driver of the pickup took off on foot after the crash. A crash on Interstate 80 Thursday morning in Council Bluffs resulted in minor injuries to a woman, but she did not require transport to the hospital. According to a Bluffs police report, 24-year-old Taylor Weiss of Council Bluffs was traveling west on I-80 near the southbound I-29 split when traffic slowed in front of her. Weiss was unable to slow down in time and swerved to avoid hitting another vehicle, but in the process hit a guardrail. Her 2007 Mazda spun sideways before coming to rest in the westbound lanes of traffic. The wreck brought traffic to a dead stop for about 40 minutes while the scene was investigated and cleaned up. No citations were issued. Damage to Weiss's car was estimated at $8,000. Damage to the guardrail was also estimated to be several thousand dollars. No injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident that took place in Creston Wednesday afternoon on Highway 34. Authorities say Melinda Gist of Maxburg was traveling south and had attempted to cross Highway 34 from a city street, and Judy Damewood of Corning was traveling west on 34. Gist didn't see the Damewood vehicle approaching and started to cross the highway and broadsided Damewood's vehicle in the back passenger side. The damage was estimated at $2,600 altogether. One person was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston following a collision Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say vehicles driven by 35-year-old Nicholas Sprague of Orient and 21-year-old Marissa Merrill of Creston collided at East Monroe and South Vine Streets at around 1:30 p.m. Tuesday. According to the accident report, Merrill was traveling west on Monroe and had stopped at the intersection. but then pulled out in front of the Sprague vehicle, which was traveling south on Vine Street. Sprague couldn't stop in time. His 2000 Mazda hit Merrill's 2012 Kia on the passenger side, broadside. Merrill was extricated from her car and transported to the hospital. A report on her condition was not available. Damage amounted to $8,000. A man staying at a Creston motel was arrested Wednesday afternoon on drug charges. Police say 39-year-old Robert Ricks of Shepherd's Glen Heath, Texas, was charged with the possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense. Ricks was later released from custody on $300 bond. And a woman residing in a home on Pine Street in Creston reported Tuesday afternoon that someone took a debit card and purse from her car, which was parked behind her residence. The loss was estimated at $55. That incident took place sometime between 7 p.m. Monday and 7 a.m. on Tuesday. Police in Creston report also that a woman from Afton was arrested recently on burglary charges. 38-year-old Sarah Exline was taken into custody at a motel on Laurel Street in Creston. She's been charged with second-degree attempted burglary and three counts of burglary in the third degree from a motor vehicle. Exline was being held in jail on $5,000 cash bond. And last Saturday, Creston police took a report from a resident with regard to a break-in and theft. Roger Straw told police someone broke a window at his apartment on South Poplar Street and took an LG tablet. The loss was estimated at $100. The incident happened sometime between 12:30 p.m. and 1:45 p.m. on January 24th. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.